Hello, hello. Welcome back to Reiki Radio. I am your host, Yolanda, and today we are going to talk about discovering your life path and purpose. Now, the reason I want to talk to you about this today is because we did touch on it just a little bit a couple of episodes ago when we were talking about embracing your divine self. And so I wanted to go a little deeper with this today. And before we get started, as always, I want to remind you that this is a community and I would love to hear from you. Any feedback, questions, comments, if you have any suggestions for show topics, you can contact me through my website, which is yuchi.com. That's yewchi.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for my newsletter. You'll receive some free downloads and also receive notification of any upcoming classes and things like that. I also share information about different energies of the month and things like this. So I would love to have you join the community that way as well. It's a fun way to get to know each other just a little bit more. So today we're going to talk about discovering your life path and your purpose. Before I go too deep into this, I do want to share with you that through some specific techniques, people examine this in deeper ways. So for example, a lot of people will use astrology to have clarification about their life path and their purpose. Your astrology, a lot of times when we talk about it, people just focus on their sun sign. So for example, I'm an Aquarius, you may be like a Leo or a Gemini, a Pisces, whatever your sun sign is. And that just speaks to your personality, your outward expression. But to have a more full-bodied picture of how we perceive life and what some of our gifts and challenges may be, and how we perceive different aspects of relationship and all different things, we look at our entire birth chart. Now, as it comes to our life path and purpose, we can look at our birth chart and get more clarification about how we may feel called to show up and contribute in life, or the type of work that we may feel called to. Another thing you can look at to get more clarification around this is numerology. In the system of numerology, we all have something that is called our life path number, and we also have a destiny number. So these numbers will also speak to some energies clarifying, our life path, and even some, I would say, detailing a little bit of helping us to clarify our personality and what we may feel called to. But when we look at our life path number and our destiny number, we can look at them together and get more clarity about our purpose. So those are a couple of things you can look into if you would like. I'm sure we'll talk about both things, astrology and numerology, on upcoming episodes. So stay tuned for that. But today, I want to give you a couple of ways where you can clarify this a little more on your own, just in thought. And I want to start out by saying, when we think about our life path and our purpose, a lot of times we are considering this because we don't feel aligned with what we may feel called to do. And sometimes we know what we feel called to do, but we just don't know if it's possible, or we don't think that it makes sense to do it, or we don't think it can be implemented as something that can be like our career choice. But there's also times where we feel not aligned with our purpose and we don't know what our purpose is. Well, I want to tell you first, if that is something you're feeling at this time, take a breath, and step out of that if there's any frustration around that, because the truth is you're always on your path. Now, everything on our life path is helping us in some way, We are learning, we are growing through the choices that we make, through the decisions that we make. And really, what happens is a lot of times we become afraid of making the wrong choice or going in the wrong direction. But I want you to think about it this way. We can go right or left. And either way, whichever direction you choose, there's going to be an experience. Now, granted, some paths, some choices will be easier. There will be easier routes. And if we go in certain directions, we may encounter more difficulty. But again, no matter which way we go, we're going to learn something. There's going to be some type of an experience. Now, when we're making the right choice, so to speak, it just has more to do with being in alignment with what feels right and true to you. So, you know, there's really no regret around any of it when we look at it from a space of no matter which way we go, we are learning, there's purpose, and even if it is challenging, it may be something that supports us in understanding as we move more closely into alignment with what feels right and true for us. Now, an example of that, I will say, would be that, you know, doing the work that I do now feels very much in alignment. It feels purposeful to me. But prior to this, I worked in corporate. So if I look back, they seem to be two very different paths. And I could say, like, wow, I can't believe I wasted so much time doing something that wasn't aligned with my purpose. But that's not true. There was purpose in my time in corporate. I learned a lot in that environment. And actually, a lot of what I learned in that environment has helped me in working for myself. So there's always purpose in what we may experience, especially when we can see the lessons and understand how it has supported us in growing, again, even if it's challenging. So one of the things I want you to keep in mind before we go into clarifying your path and purpose is the saying that came to me one time, and I don't remember what I was doing or how it came to me, but the saying is that you may not be here on purpose, but there's purpose in you being exactly here. So a lot of times we look at our life and we wonder, like, man, how did I get here? And we think that, you know, this isn't where I want to be. But there is some purpose in you being exactly where you are right now. There is purpose in what you have learned, what you have experienced. And there is purpose even in these spaces of our questioning. When we get to these spaces of wanting to stretch and grow, oftentimes into new directions, new choices. And so let's talk about how to clarify for ourselves when we don't feel that we are aligned with our path or purpose. So the first thing that's quite easy to do is to acknowledge your gifts and your talents. What do you feel that is just naturally easy for you or something you feel drawn to, right? Now, a lot of times people think like, I don't have a gift, I don't have a talent, because we think of it as being very specific things. Usually when we hear gifts and talents, we may think about, say, like sports or, I don't know, playing an instrument, certain things that may be more in the realm of something artistic. Or, you know, your gift or talent could be nurturing, really. I mean, maybe you are very naturally a caregiver. Maybe you are very naturally good at cooking or, you know, culinary skills. So we all have things that come easy to us and may be a natural gift or talent. We don't always necessarily acknowledge it. So right now, you know, just consider for yourself some things that may come naturally to you that you are gifted at. And it doesn't matter if you think it's realistic in terms of becoming part of your path or purpose, just consider your gifts and talents. Now, one of the things that's really interesting about that is that part, the being realistic. A lot of times, what we feel called to or what we would really enjoy doing, say, you know, if money wasn't an issue or if we didn't think we had other responsibilities and obligations, what would we actually want to do? A lot of times we are told that these things aren't realistic. So for me, for an example, when I was younger, I've always been very drawn to photography. I love photography. And when I was in high school, I wanted to become a photographer and work for someone like, say, National Geographic and travel the world and take photographs of indigenous tribes and things like this. But my mother said that that wasn't realistic. So that's not the path that I went down, but it was something that I felt called or drawn to doing. Now, again, although it didn't become my life path, and I didn't stop photography. It remained a part of my life. Now, I point this out because a lot of times when we think about path and purpose, we feel like we're only on our path or living our purpose if it is like the main focus of our life, if it is what we do as our career or something like this. And that's not always necessarily true. Sometimes we just have to make space for the things that we enjoy, and we can create space to express ourselves through things that bring us joy and make us feel purposeful or, you know, really speak to our passion. So consider that as well. If you think your gift or talent isn't something that you can turn into a career, which isn't necessarily true, you know, all things are possible, but you can also consider implementing what you enjoy just into an area of your life. So, because when we do things that we do enjoy, that we feel called to, it opens those channels of inspiration and it helps us to feel aligned with ourselves. And so we don't necessarily feel that something is missing and we don't feel that longing or that yearning for, you know, a purpose, because we do make space for doing what we love and what we enjoy. But another thing I want you to consider, because a lot of times when people think about their passion or what they feel called to, or even their ideas, you know, have you ever thought of anything you would like to invent, you know, things like that. And then we don't ever act on them or follow through because, again, we may think like, it's not realistic, whatever. But think about how many inventions we would have missed out on if people didn't follow their inspiration, if certain people didn't allow themselves to express their gifts and their talents, how much we would have missed out on. I mean, think about everything that you use every day came from someone expressing their gift or their talent. Everything. I mean, the home that you live in, the car that you drive, the utensils that you use to eat, the food that we eat. You know, some people are talented at gardening. So everything in our life that we utilize, everything in this world around us is a result of someone connecting with their gift, their talent, but more importantly, taking action to bring it into fruition or to share it with us in some way. And even we can think about artists, right? You know, we have so many talented artists, whether it's, you know, people who paint, draw, musicians, all of these beautiful gifts, they come through people sharing their gifts and talents with the world. And oftentimes, again, we put this pressure on ourselves that, oh, well, if I don't become known for this thing, or if I'm not famous, or if I'm not, you know, like a big deal around my gift or talent, we think that we haven't fulfilled our purpose. When it's really not about that as much as it's about you being in that space of expressing your joy, that space of you expressing your divine creativity. That's what it's about. Really connecting with what you love. So I want you to think about now, the second thing, are your dreams, your aspirations, what inspires you even? So again, if money were no issue, what would you love to do? If you were just free in life to roam and do whatever you wanted to do, what would you feel called to do? Now, I want you to think about how you can incorporate this in your life. You know, it's kind of like, you know, sometimes people feel called to certain things, but they just don't know how to implement it in their life. And so I'll give you another example again. Now that I think back on it, you know, hindsight, I've always wanted to help people. I just didn't know how. And I was raised by my mother and my grandmother, really. And I spent a lot of time with my grandmother when I was really young. And she was one of the most giving people I've ever known. And although she didn't have much, she always gave to others. And she was always in support of others and helping in any way that she could. And so I grew up seeing this. And my mother, in fact, is the same way. And so I always wanted to help people, but I didn't know how. And, you know, I continued on my life path and, you know, I may have been a supportive friend along the way, but I don't know that I acknowledged that as being helpful in any way. And so I continued along my life path. There was purpose in everything I learned along the way. And then just naturally by following guidance, here I am in work that I feel aligned with, that I feel is purposeful and gives me the space to be able to help people and support people in a way I would have never imagined. So I say that to say, even if you have something that you feel called to do, but you don't know how to implement it, or you don't know how it could possibly play out, sometimes it's just a matter of following our inspiration, following our divine guidance. And as our path unfolds, we start to recognize that we may be living or doing the thing that we felt called to do. And it often unfolds in a way that we didn't necessarily imagine. So what would you do if you could do anything? And how would that actually look in your life? And is it already showing up in your life? Okay. So the next thing I want to share with you about your path is giving your passion some purpose. Now, here's another thing. I said a moment ago, giving action, right? I want you to think again about someone who inspires you. Who are you inspired by? Now, what is the difference between you and this person? It may simply just be the action that they took. So, okay, for the work that I do now, I can look back, I think about who inspired me in some ways, not necessarily to go down the path that I'm on, but I could say, who is someone like a Oprah, for example, okay? Oprah does beautiful work in sharing beautiful topics with people to help people on their life path and these things. So I could say, if she is an inspiration in a way, what action did she take? What did she do? to get out there to share. Now, do I want to go into newscasting? No, that's not something that calls to me. But to get out there and share with people, that did. So here I am on this podcast, sharing with people in a way that I know how, taking steps that I'm able to take. So I want you to consider that too. Whomever inspires you, if there's something you feel called to do, think about someone who is already out there doing it, and what about how they're doing it inspires you. Is there any way that you can also step into that? Now, it may look different than the way that they do it, but what can you do? What action can you take to step into that inspiration? Now, I want to go back to the example of, you know, someone who may be very talented at cooking, culinary skills. And they may say, you know, oh yes, I like to cook, but you know, I'm not trained and, you know, these sorts of things. And, you know, you may say, oh, I can't afford to go to, you know, some big culinary school, or I don't have time to do that. It doesn't fit into my life. But what does fit into your life? There may be cooking classes that are just one day that are offered where you live. There may be books of recipes that you can commit to buying and trying to, you know, make one of these dishes once a week, making it part of a commitment to you to connect with something that you love and you enjoy. You can host dinner parties for your friends where you are practicing and stepping into that expression of something that brings you joy, your gift, your talent. So now you are allowing yourself to express something that seems purposeful to you, something that is a desire, a joy for you. And yeah, maybe you didn't go to this big expensive culinary school, but that doesn't have to stop you from still living in this expression of what you enjoy. So one of the things I want you to really take away from this today is not only acknowledging your gifts, your talents, your dreams, your inspirations, whatever you may feel passionate about, or even just curious about. There are so many different ways that you can express this. There are so many different ways that you can act on this. You know, I think about a friend who heard someone drumming one time, and she became so inspired to learn to drum. So she went out and she bought a really expensive drum. She was so excited. She got this drum, she practiced for a little bit, and then, you know, never touched the drum again. And then some time went on, and what she found is she just was really connected to the sound of the drumming. She enjoyed dancing to the drums. So she ended up taking a class that was a dance class that was designed or directly linked to dancing to this particular type of drumming. And there she found her passion. She ended up loving dancing to the sounds of these drums. But how she got there to discovering what she actually enjoyed about the drumming was that she tried something. So she got the drum, that wasn't it. She went to the dance class, got to dance to the drums. Bingo. Now she's in action with something that she felt inspired by. So don't be so caught up in, you know, getting it right necessarily. Sometimes we have to play, we have to sample. Just try. And then that is what starts to lead us and to guide us. But it's one step at a time. So that leads me to the next tip for you, is to trust the guidance of your heart. Now, on one of the previous episodes, we talked about embracing your divine self, becoming familiar with that inner voice, that inner light that is you. And then when you start to trust that guidance, listen. What do you feel called to do? Again, coming back to helping others in some way. Maybe when Thanksgiving comes around, maybe every year you think about, oh, it'd be nice to go help feed people. But maybe you've never actually done it. So what if you allowed yourself to actually take that action, follow that thought, that inspiration that you've had, instead of allowing that voice, that guidance to fade in the background? Sometimes it's the smallest step, the one little thing that we do that opens us up down a path that we could have never imagined. You know, for me, I was taking Reiki and meditation, learning these two techniques just as a way to alleviate stress and anxiety. And something told me to learn Reiki rather than just have a session. And I followed that inner guidance, that inspiration. And then there I went down the rabbit hole and landed here. And so, you know, and the truth is, I still don't know where this path is leading or where it will go, but I'm following my divine inspiration, my guidance, and I'm making all different choices on my path. And you know, sometimes I go right, sometimes I go left. And again, there's always a learning experience, but there is purpose in all of it. Now, here's one of the biggest keys. You have to start believing in you. And sometimes it's easier for us to believe in other people, to encourage other people. Think about if your friend or your child, your partner, someone in your life tells you that there's something they want to do, they want to try. What do? You encourage them. You could give them 10,000 ideas of how they can implement this idea. Like, go ahead, you can do it. I believe in you. But when it comes to ourselves, we don't necessarily have that same enthusiasm or encouragement for ourselves because we don't necessarily believe that we can do it. So I'm going to challenge you today to mentor and encourage you the same way you would for a friend. Whatever it is that you feel called to try, called to do, whatever you feel called to express in line with your purpose, something that you feel so inspired by, that feels like a passion, or even again, just a curiosity. How can you encourage yourself and cheer yourself on the way that you would someone else? It's just one step at a time. And oftentimes we get caught up in thinking too far ahead, and then all of a sudden the action seems much bigger and overwhelming than it really has to be, because we're thinking of the 50 steps that it may take to do this one thing, when actually we only have to take the first step. So maybe today, once you consider one thing that you would like to do, that may be an expression of your purpose or inspiration, maybe just start with some research. Look this up. How are other people doing this thing? Is there a class that you want to take? Is there a book? Is there something you could just do right now? Are you someone who is a writer or an artist and you haven't touched your paintbrushes in a long time because you've fallen into the idea that you don't have time? But look, you're listening to this podcast right now. You have time. You may not have an entire day to commit to doing what you love, But you can commit to whatever time you have. Just start with, 5 minutes. Maybe that's what you have. And as you reconnect with doing what you enjoy, what you feel inspired by, you will start to make more time for this. So research, or just go ahead and grab whatever it is that you haven't touched in a long time. Reconnect with your practice, with your expression, with your art. Another thing you can do is ask for support. Sometimes we just need support. Sometimes we do better when we have that external encouragement, and that's fine. But are you willing to do that today? Now, the difference between, the people who we may be inspired by, who are out there doing the thing that we would love to do, the difference between them and us, if we're not doing it, is that they did take action. They didn't just dream about it. They actually acted on it. And if you listen to the stories of the people who may be doing what you love, you will find that many of them, there was a journey that led them to what it was that they loved to do, or a journey that led them to exactly where they are doing whatever it is that you are inspired by. But it started with one step. So, today, consider your gifts and talents. How can those be implemented? How are those gifts and those talents being used by other people? There's more than one way to express these different things. And then again, consider, if money were no issue, what would you do? And then again, think about an action that you actually can take, a step that you can commit to, just one step, that will allow you to experience this or express this in your life. And think about how to give your passion purpose. Again, you can think about who you are inspired by. How did they do it? And trust that inner guidance. Ask yourself, say, okay, I feel called. For example, a lot of people who are on this path feel called to help others. So sit in a meditative space and ask yourself, how can I best support others? What do I feel called or inspired to share? Now, what's interesting is a lot of times when it comes to what we want to share in support of other people or in support of the community, it often comes back to something that was a struggle for us that we overcame. So, for example, if you are someone who struggled with finding their voice, you may be beautiful at helping other people find their voice. If you are someone who overcame abuse, you may do a beautiful job of helping other people work through that trauma. Whatever it is that has been a struggle for you that you were able to overcome, oftentimes will even show you how it is that you can be of support of others and give purpose to what you may have experienced. And then, before you know it, you're giving back. You're helping. So there are so many different ways that we express our passion, our purpose. And before I go, I want you to even consider, there's not even necessarily just one single thing that you have to commit to. Now, I mentioned to you in the beginning that I loved photography. So I am in a space where I am living what I feel is purposeful, that I get to share with others and help others in this realm of spirituality. But another thing I'm passionate about is photography. Now, they're not connected, but these are two separate things that I implement in my life to help me feel fulfilled, to help me connect with what I feel passionate about. So I say this to say, don't limit yourself. You may be inspired by several different things. You may feel called to do more than one thing. And your purpose isn't always necessarily career. Although, you know, sometimes it becomes that. What matters most is that you are implementing in your life and taking action that make you feel good and alive and bring you joy, that help you feel inspired and passionate, whatever that may be. You can incorporate it in your life in some way. You know, it reminds me of even one time I saw a video clip of this man who was, he was a military vet, and he was working at a fast food place. And he was being interviewed because he was so happy. He was so passionate about being able to work at this fast food place to serve food to people, to cook food for people. That brought him joy, knowing that the food he was making was bringing joy to others. He felt passionate about that. And what a beautiful thing. So I point that out to say, I mean, a lot of times, I don't know where we get this from, this idea that our path, our purpose has to be like this big, grand thing. It just has to be what we feel passionate about. It just has to be what makes us feel joy. And as you journey forward, keep in mind that you are always on your path. Whether you go right or left, you're going to have experience and you have opportunity to learn. And there is purpose in all that you do. But one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself is to allow yourself to live and express in ways that feel purposeful to you. So I hope that that helps. I would love to hear from you if you had any ideas come through today, if any ahas came through for you today, or if you just want to share what you actually feel passionate about, what you feel purposeful in doing. It could be taking care of your children, whatever it is. I would love to hear from you. So you can go to my website, yuchi.com. That's yewchi.com. You can email me from there. And if you need some help, some guidance going into a meditative state to help gain some clarity, there are free meditations on my website as well. So I hope that you all have a beautiful day. I will see you next week. And remember to always journey in love.